We're Cynthia Vargavisser and Michelle Walters, co-hosts of Mind Power Meets Mystic.
Our weekly show is here to expand your mind to what's possible,
to uplift your spirits, to move forward with confidence and joy,
and to create a space for your collaboration with the invisible.
Welcome to Mind Power Meets Mystic.
Hello, we are Mind Power Meets Mystic. I am Michelle Walters, and I am here with my podcast pal, Cynthia Vargavisser. We are very excited to have our guest today, Katya Dmitrieva. Hope I said that beautiful name correctly. Her clientele spans from entrepreneurs and CEOs to doctors, real estate, brokers, and even winery owners. During a meetup against COVID-19 pandemic in September 2020, Katya got the idea to teach people to use their intuitive skills in life coaching. She created a program that soon gained ICF accreditation and Ilkate was born. Katya is passionate about working with individuals whose motivation transcends financial gain, those driven by a deeper why, a passion for making lives better. Ilkate emphasizes shifting from the mindset of coaching, being mere service providers, to being holistic and authentic entrepreneurs. Katya's life and work reflect a journey of turning challenges into opportunities, intuition into action, and dreams into reality. Welcome to Mind Power Meets Mystic.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited. I was telling Michelle just how much I love and respect Katya. She's an amazing coach, an amazing healer. And the fact that she's incorporated the two is quite a feat, especially since it's accredited. And we got to talk a little bit about this journey, but I would like to talk more. So can you talk about Ilkate and how it came to be and why it's so important to have this added level in the coaching atmosphere?
Absolutely. So as you already heard from my bio, Ilkate was created during in the midst of COVID, when I was at one of our Zoom meetups. And several people from the community, my clients, my coaching clients, and other members of the community started to kind of like complaining that, yes, they are amazing healers. They're amazing helpers. They are empaths. They are psychics. They're intuitives. But actually, and they heard it from me so many times, but they actually don't know how to tie it with a bow and bring it to people, how to call themselves, how to kind of bring legitimacy and seriousness to what they are doing. And I said, you know what, I'm so sick and tired of you complaining over and over again, and I will teach you. So that's how basically, and it was August of 2020, and we started the first class in September 19th of 2020, and I'm forever grateful for the first class who agreed to join that program, where I basically created the program as we went. A lot of practitioners, they spend the years of creating the programs, right, and then offering. So it was not how Intuitive Life Coaching Academy was born. I invited several people and they said, yes, let's do it. And the moment we started the program, I started the process of accreditation with International Coaching Federation, ICF, and we have the highest level of accreditation. So because I saw the gap of people I worked with who were mostly empath, who had a big why, who wanted to do something big in the world and helping other people in what they wanted and what they were able to provide for their clients and patients. So I wanted to bridge that gap life coaching modality and with my method, integrated intuitive life coaching method that I'm teaching in the academy. So, and it's a great foundation. Intuitive life coaching is a great foundation for to bring other gifts and tools into the mix for a healer. If you are a Reiki practitioner, if you're a psychic, if you're a different energy healer or tarot reader, but you need this foundation of how to talk to people, how to really read between the lines, how to maintain great relationships, and how to provide even better results for their clients, moving them from a place of victim or tell me how my life will be for kind of supporting, championing them to make the right choices and have their own answers and in life. So this is what intuitive life coaching is all about and much more.
So Katja, I'm curious to hear a little bit more about your story. I believe you're from Russia. When did you come to America? And tell us a little bit more about how you discovered or developed your intuitive gifts.
I came from St. Petersburg, Russia, many, many years ago, 24 years ago. I will say this. I had my gifts and talents from probably the moment I was born. And it was quite interesting to be aware of my gifts growing up in Soviet Union. it was interesting, to say the least. And where I was not able to fully step into my gifts and openly. I always knew that I had a good intuition and I was always open with it in with my friends in a group of, but I never thought that I could actually take it and make it my life purpose, or I can do something with it more than just having that gift and helping people behind the closed doors, so to say, or give them some guidance. So it was my kind of hobby interest, and only coming to United States and going through some difficult times in my life, I started putting more interest and effort into developing and going deeper with my gifts and talents. And I found this amazing community of like-minded people in Danville, California, with Maria Haswell. If she's watching, hello, Maria. Thank you so much for doing that, for bringing this community together. And and that was my first steps in recognizing and getting the awareness that, wait a minute, yes, I have those gifts and talents. Okay, what's next? What can I do with it? And then during one of my meditations, my spirit guides guided me. And when I always say that when you have a question and when you want to get the guidance, be very clear when you pose a question. So I was very clear in my question. My question was the following: how can I combine my love for helping people with my intuitive gifts? Very clear. Because when people say, oh, just what's next? Or what should I do? Then a universe is like, universe is looking for clarity from us, right? To be able to give us a good answer. So I asked a very clear question. I posed a very clear questions and I got a very clear answer. Research life coaching. I was like, okay, interesting. And the next day, my friend, in the conversation with my friend, she told me, randomly, right? Now that our mutual friend just graduated from life coaching program. I was like, wow. And it was 13 years ago. When you say that you're a life coach, people say, life coach? What is that? Are you going to teach me how to live my life? So yeah, that was an amazing experience where, and then from that moment on, I was able to join the life coaching program. And of course, I joined the most expensive one. And as I like to say, and it was the best decision. I say it was the best money I didn't have because my life was very, very, very difficult at that time for many reasons. And my brother passed away in Russia and we almost lost our house and I lost my job. It was a lot of... And I was at the crossroads of like, okay, going back to corporate or making that leap of faith and jumping into the dark waters of a total unknown. I did that. It was the best money I didn't have I spent in my life, forever grateful. So my message for people who are at those crossroads, like, do that step forward, jump, your life will change and universe will be there to help you, to support you.
Great. Before I ask the next question, I just want to remind everybody that they're listening to Mind Power Meets Mystic with Michelle Walters and Cynthia Varkavisser. And we have the lovely opportunity to speak with Katya Dmitrieva. So Katya, Michelle and I love to talk about like the flip switch or the reframe or the moment that people like just get it. I was wondering for you if it goes from intuition into action, or if there's another part in your work with your clients that you usually see their aha or the light switch just turn on.
Asking thought-provoking, open-ended, intuitive questions can lead to big aha moments. And unfortunately, a lot of practitioners or practitioners-to-be, they envision this aha moment as something, oh my God, and then, you know, like in Simpsons cartoon, right? Like all of a sudden the sun is shining brightly and all this beautiful, whatever, singing and doing. Aha moment can be very much hidden, right? And it's all about listening, hearing what the person, it's called intuitive listening that we're teaching in the academy, is to really listen to the person and really able to find that intuitive observation, question, or give opportunity for people to reflect. Because this aha moment may happen like after you plant the seed, after the person will at first will say like, nah, I'm not sure. And then they will come back to you, say, wow, you know, this made me think, or this reflection or conversation we had really changed my life sometimes. So I'm inviting you not to look for this big holy grail question, right? Or like, I need to find this holy grail question or this that will lead to aha moment. Aha moment can come from just a simple observation or you bringing a person like awareness of them being in misalignment from what they are saying and to what they are they want, or from just a simple question of tell me more. aha moments happen when the person who is the healer, who is the coach, is fully open and truly channeling and open to be there for the person and truly listening. Because we usually listen, why? We listen to get back, right? To answer. We listen so we can share our opinion or say what we think. So it's a very different way of listening. And for a lot of people who already were in people helping work modalities, even they're like, oh my God, I never thought that this is a completely changes the way I think, I speak, I interact with people. So it's a very powerful tool that can bring a lot of aha moments and more, and transformations.
Excellent. That's really, really cool. I'm wondering, I guess, because I don't know that much about it, but it's really interesting to me to think about what it would have been like to grow up in the Soviet Union with a very, I suspect, very different perspective than Americans in terms of openness to intuition. And I'm just wondering if you might share a little bit more about what that experience was like as you realized you had this gift, when maybe it's not something that your culture knew what to do with.
Of course, there were always healers, and there are always healers in every culture, right? In every, no matter where. And there are amazing Russian healers, shamans, intuitive psychics out there. It was just at that time, when I was growing up, how should I put it? It was not a very prestigious, right? Like it was something like everyone wanted to know, but they were like, okay, it was not something they would say, oh, I'm working with this amazing mystic, Cynthia, right? I'm so happy that she is my coach or she is my healer. Like they all went, a lot of people, not all probably, a lot of people were interested in that, but it was under the carpet, right? Under the radar. It was not something that everybody were like open to, like they talked about it in their kitchens, right? But it was not open to the public or supported. So it was something like weird, wrong. Healers were seen as someone, I think it's similar. It's similar here. It was similar here too. So they were seen as someone who was maybe not very educated, not like even scary, right? Like this idea of a healer or a reader who is kind of spooky just came from Halloween. Yeah, I think it was very similar. And then after the gates were open in 2000, and it really changed, and it went to a completely different direction. Now, like all television, everything, there were all this programs about psychics were sharing, giving their readings, advice everywhere. It was too much. And then where you could see a lot of fake psychics or fake healers who had nothing to do with real intuitive work. So kind of like a very different spectrums, right? First it was like hidden under the radar, then the flood, like doors were open, and then it was like too much all over the place. And that was also very disturbing to watch.
Yeah, interesting.
It does bring me to mind a conversation we just had, Katya, about, well, two things. Based on what you were just talking about, that there really was not a whole lot of respect in this art form. And then with the floodgates open, there was a lot of ridicule. I think about all the teasing that happened to Shirley MacLaine. I loved her Out on the Limb book and the movie. And congratulations to her for being the first one to come out commercially and take the heat for a lot of us, right? I really want to talk about how much care we put into our coaching and our clients through our coaching because of this. You're very passionate about it. And I want people to see just how important it is and the amount of integrity that that coaches have. Well, I won't say all coaches, but that when people walk in alignment, that the integrity is so much greater. And Michelle, you know this, you have great integrity.
100%. These certifications, like people say, why did you accredit? Why this comprehensive life coaching education? Partially because we want to provide highest standards of ethical code of our profession, legitimacy, educated work with people. We want to bring to our amazing healers, empaths, psychics, this gift to be seen, recognized, respected as someone who changes people's lives, who save people from death, who change their mindset that they can start living in their passion, purpose, and profit, in recognizing things that they never realized, right? So it's a huge, like what we bear in a way on our shoulders is huge, is people's success. Like think about it, happiness, fulfillment, it's huge. It's everything actually what people want, but don't know how to achieve. They don't even know how to approach, exploring these things. Think about it. Do we know how to be happy? We don't, because we don't even know how to approach that topic. And intuitive life coaches can help you to find your happiness. Bottom line of all this. So what do we want? We want happiness, fulfillment, and also alignment, living in our purpose.
That is absolutely beautiful, Katja. I think that's sums up in a fantastic way what people could expect from an Ilkate coach. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on our show today. Can you tell our audience what you have coming up?
Oh, we have several things coming up on April 2nd, because it's Tuesday. Otherwise, we would do it on April 1st. We will talk about sense of humor in working with clients. So it's very important. Then we also have another event on my birthday, April 9th. I'm inviting people to share with me my interests and passions, where we will focus on intuitive development and group intuitive life coaching. And at the end of April, we're inviting you for a 5-day free masterclass on where I will be sharing with service providers, healers, this method of integrated intuitive life coaching that will help you to take your business, your life, your practice to a next level. So, and you have all the links for that.
Going to be up on the show notes.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Mind Power Meets Mystic and checking us out on YouTube and seeing these lovely faces. Look at that. Aren't we gorgeous? Please like us, comment, and tell your loved ones about this amazing podcast. Thank you so very much, Katja, and we will definitely be talking with you again soon.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Mind Power Meets Mystic.